call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Morning.
Good morning. Certainly a great Saturday for you guys on the road, and that long road losing streak with an impressive 44-14 victory at Elon. Give me your impressions of that victory and what impressed you about your team.
Well, you know, it was really a spectacular effort of our whole coaching staff and team just to be able to overcome the previous game we had had. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that goes along with a beatdown like happened when we were at James Madison. But the, you know, the mantra was just get back off the mat and go compete and, you know, put it together, offense, defense, and special teams, and we were able to do that. You know, it started off with another test of perseverance. You know, we throw pick six on the first offensive play of the game, but our kids never flinched. They stayed in it and continued to battle, and obviously it went our way. So, you know, I thought it was a remarkable testimony to staying in it and staying committed and knowing that we're better than we had shown, and to be able to go on the road, pick up that victory was huge for our football program, and now, you know, focus on the next one.
That's what I was going to ask you about, because obviously coming off that loss had to have been tough, but then to see the pick six, what was the message right away on the sidelines, and how big was it for your guys to be able to bounce back and respond and get back in that game right away?
Well, the message was, we'll get it back. You know, it's the first play of the game. Don't let it, you know, startle you, but it really didn't take a whole heck of a lot. I mean, that was my immediate message. Grabbed Jordan, talked to him immediately, and told him we got a long game ahead. Don't go in your pocket. And, you know, but I felt that there was a very, very strong character statement with our entire football team, because there was no flinch. And I look forward, you know, I promise you, I was looking hard for it to see how they reacted to that one play. I didn't expect it to happen that soon in the game, but, you know, it looked very hard, and there was no doubt, our once it happened, you know, our kickoff return team went out there, and offensively we're able to settle it down and run the football. Our backs ran extremely hard, our offensive line blocked, and, you know, we rolled it down there and picked up 3 points, and then the game was on, and, you know, our kids just continued to battle and kind of went our way, you know. So we didn't turn it over. You know, we produced well. You know, we kept big plays off the board defensively, and we were able to move the chains with some consistency we hadn't seen. And I thought, you know, both our running back core and our quarterback really had, you know, very productive and good solid outings.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming, and if you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got a couple in queue if you'll get this for us, Leah.
Your first question comes from the line of Will Gohegan, Independent.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, Will. How are you?
I'm good. As you look at the big picture of building this thing and kind of turning the corner, how important was that win?
You know, you've been there every week. I mean, yeah, it was incredibly important. You know, obviously when you talk about building the program, you're hoping that you're a little bit ahead of things, you know, at this point in time in year three. I think you've seen it, you know, a lot of, you know, tough, close losses that we've had to overcome. But, you know, when the James Madison game came up, I mean, there was a whole different level of things we had to, you know, gather ourselves on, you know, emotionally, you know, confidence-wise, you know, the whole nine yards. So when you look at significant victories, I mean, I think this was critically important. You know, the way we did it, you know, is equally as important. And, you know, I think that as we look forward, I mean, obviously the critical piece is finishing up on a high note versus Towson. But, you know, without that victory, that the things could get pretty ugly around here. You know, I mean, there was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people, as you know, in this state that, you know, are not yet all the way on board in our support. But I think that when we're able to get back off the mat, to be able to represent ourselves and this school and this state the way we did, then I think that shame on anybody who still has negative statements about football and what it can do, because we took 100 young men and we taught them a very good life lesson through the game of football, which I think is available for everybody. And I'd sure like that message to get out to everybody else who is, you know, concerned about the need for football in this world. So enough said on that. I just think that, you know, it was a significant victory and a significant character statement of our football team and our football program, and I'm very excited about what we have to build, because we've got about 90% of them coming back for the next 2 or 3 years.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Phil Koch with the Providence.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Philly, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. I wonder if there was a point, whether during your bye week or during your preparation for Elon, where you might have looked at the coaching staff and said, our guys are going to be okay. We'll you know, we're going to rebound from James Madison, and we're going to be okay this week. Was there, you know, maybe a moment or a day or anything like that?
Well, I mean, the moment was immediately after the James Madison game, you know, in terms of what we needed to establish as our focus going forward. You know, I knew, you know, and our coaching staff knew that it wasn't going to happen within 24 hours after that game. That took a bye week to be able to get through some significant growth, to be able to get them back to the point where they could execute the way they did. You know, most normal years you're in a situation where your bye week, you're most concerned about, are you going to lose your competitive edge, you know, by sitting for a week, and how you will play after that bye week. You know, our concern as a coaching staff was, you know, we got to get them to go play, you know, because there were some fractured human beings in that locker room after James Madison. It was a very, very tough thing, probably one of the tougher things I've been around 32 years. But, you know, the moment was immediate, but it was also continual throughout the off week and into the game week preparation, in terms of completely closing those wounds and then preparing to go battle again down at Elon. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better outcome, you know, and very proud of the way both coaching staff and kids reacted to, you know, that I would like to call it an anomaly, but it's you know, it was a sore spot that we overcame, and I think there's great testimony to the football team to be able to do that.
And normally you wouldn't say this in the 12th week of the season, but is this as healthy as Harold Cooper has been at any point this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, you'd have to ask him after that. He ran extremely hard and, you know, had some, you know, some physical contacts. I mean, he really, you know, he did the things that been waiting to see. So, I mean, you know, he answered a challenge. You know, I told him that we needed a big game at him. You know, we used Albany's guy, you know, as an example. I think he had gone for a big number versus Elon, and a lot of it was tough yards. And, you know, told him we needed a big game out of him, and I think he stepped up to the challenge and really, you know, really got us going in the right direction, made a couple of spectacular Harold Cooper runs. But I also got to pay great tribute to, you know, we used all three backs. I mean, the other two kids had, you know, 14 carries apiece or something like that, and they ran extremely hard and physical. So it was really a good formula for us. You know, we had Harold making some big explosions. You had Markey and TJ both, you know, physical as heck. I mean, TJ came off the goal line one time, and it was probably as physical a contact I've seen all year long. And both players went out for a play, but TJ was one that came back ready to rock and roll right after that. But great tribute to that backfield set. They did a good job, and our offensive line really helped out as well.
Thank you very much, Coach.
All right, buddy.
Jim, before I let you go, switch sides and talk about your defensive effort. Really only one touchdown against the defense, and that came late in the fourth quarter. How well did they play on Saturday?
They played extremely well. You know, I think you always look at the fine points. You know, there are things we can do better. But, I mean, you know, they played hard. We were hoping to be able to take the ball off them a couple of times. We're unable to do that. So there's always area for improvement. But, I mean, you know, those guys, you know, when we're doing some breakdown stuff, I mean, they've had some statistical nightmare games, you know, which are hard to swallow for all of us. But, you know, in six of the – six of the games, when we kind of break it down and taking some turnovers for scores they played, you know, 17 to 20 point defense for a stretch, and that's where we really need to be. But I mean, I think that they played extremely hard, and the late touchdown was all my fault, because I ended up saying, you know, boy, I didn't expect to be here. You know, a shutout going late in the fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden, of course, as soon as you jinx it, that's when they get the throw. But, you know, so either way, I mean, I think those guys played very well and, you know, walked off the field, you know, very confident in where we can go with this defense and continue to grow.
All right, Jim, thanks for the time today and all season long.
All right, buddy, appreciate it.
All right, take care.